Hey everyone, welcome to the Sports Ethos NBA DFS podcast. If you don't recognize my voice, I'm Lee Schwartz. I'm filling in today for our fearless podcast superhero and now director of content, Keith Cork. Keith's off at another birthday party. Guy has a birthday party every weekend, so popular you can't have a birthday without him. You can reach me, Lee Schwartz, at Lee from Fargo on Twitter, and I'm often on the sportsethos.com Discord channel. That channel is called the General NBA DFS channel. If you're a subscriber to Sports Ethos, and at $4.99 a month, you really should be, you often have access to ask all of us your questions before lock every day. Another benefit to being on the Sports Ethos subscriber network is our daily NBA DFS write-up. It's called the DFS Delivery. The weekends are covered by Hunter Schwartz, who does the delivery for Saturday, meaning he got the day off. And then I typically cover the NBA Sundays for Sports Ethos. So check that out when you can. If you like what you hear here, subscribe, and you can get even more through the DFS Pass at sportsethos.com. So we have one game, but it's a Game 7. Couldn't be more meaningful for them. A little bit tricky for DFS players, but playing today's DK Showdown contest is really all about narrative. It's really which team do you think is going to win? And then you build your lineup around the narrative that if that team wins, these players should do well. So depending on how big is the contest you're playing, the other thing you want to factor in is try to work in something a little bit different. Somebody lower priced has to come through for you to be able to win a head-to-head contest or even the biggest contest on DraftKings. So today, for this Game 7, Las Vegas likes the Celtics by 6.5 points, and the over-under for this game is only 200.5, so that's a pretty big point spread total for a game that's only expected to get to the 200 mark. So Vegas feeling fairly confident the Celtics at home will take care of this one. Certainly the way the series has gone, I'm not sure that you can call anything a lock. So what we'll try to do today is I'll build you a lineup based on the Celtics winning and based on Philadelphia winning. So given the low projected point total, I really didn't dig too deep into the benches for this game, figuring that the stars are going to come through. The Tatums and the Embiids of the world are certainly going to get their 30, 40 points. That doesn't leave a lot of scraps for a lot of the other guys. Certainly you're going to have to work some of them into your lineup, just given how you have to work in those little prices just to make the stars and scrubs lineup kind of work. But I really only like 11 players from this game in all of my lineups. And those 11 players are from the Celtics. I like Tatum, obviously, even after his crazy Game 6. Brown, Smart, Horford, Brogdon, all guys you'd kind of expect to be in a lot of different lineups. Robert Williams, I do like, especially at his price tag today. And then I do like a little Derek White. And Derek White certainly has had, for as incredible as he was during the regular season, got to remember a lot of those incredible moments that he had, those big games that he had, came with Smart out of the lineup, came with Brogdon out of the lineup. Derek White just really hasn't come through like he did during the regular season for the Celtics team during the playoffs. But I do think if the Celtics win today, I'm going to stack a combination of the guys I just mentioned. The other players I like for Philly, obviously Embiid, and Embiid in a Game 7. You know, barring injury, that's always the thing with him. But barring injury, you got to figure he's at least a 50 or 60 point fantasy point scorer today. I really like Tyrese Maxey. I think we should all be calling Tyrese Maxey playoff Maxey now, because he has been on fire and he has been as key to this team as Harden has been throughout this playoffs. So I really like him as well. Obviously, James Harden can't not think that the Philly is going to have a win today, and maybe he's not going to have a key role in that game. But certainly he's been all over the map. He's really high priced today. So for those reasons, I might not have him in all of my lineups, but he's going to be at least on the radar screen. Tobias Harris, another guy. You know, it seems like all these players, even the stars in this series, have been very inconsistent. Tobias Harris, another perfect example. Guy goes off for 40 fantasy points one game and then barely gets to 20 to the next. So we'll see how he does today. DeAnthony Melton, another guy I really am pretty high on, kind of like with Maxey. I just think he's a playoff player, and I really think that if Philly is going to win today, that Melton's going to have a key role in that. And then a couple guys that maybe you wouldn't expect. P.J. Tucker. I'm not a big P.J. Tucker fan necessarily, but it's a Game 7, and P.J. Tucker is kind of like Pat Bev. He's Patrick Beverly. He's a kind of an annoying fly in the room that you just can't seem to get rid of, and I can just see P.J. Tucker having a couple of big moments today. And then the other guy I've got on the Philly side is Georges Niang. And I really don't like Niang much either. I think he's only maybe good for maybe 12 to 15 fantasy points. But his salary makes the rest of the lineup work. He's getting about 12 to 15 minutes a game, and he's shooting about three or four three-pointers per game. So you're going to need him to hit those three-pointers if you roster him. But as you'll learn here shortly, I do have Niang in a lot of my lineups. So there's some of the other guys, Reed, House, I haven't mentioned them here only because they've had like maybe one good game this series and not much else. And I really don't want to roster anybody that isn't going to get to about 15 fantasy points because I just don't think you can have a chance to win or even hit the cash line if with a player scoring 10 or less. So aside from the guys that I mentioned, I really don't like any of the bench players, especially with that, again, with that low implied point total. So let's get to the narratives. If I think Philly is going to win today, I'm going to try to get to this lineup. And I've obviously, you don't need me to tell you, that lineup is going to start with Joel Embiid at captain. Who else? He's super expensive, but he's going to have to be key, critical to the Philly if they win this game. The second player is, like I mentioned, Tyrese Maxey. I really like Maxey. He's 8,600 for today's showdown slate. And to me, he's the kind of player who is going to hit 40 or 50 fantasy points if Philly does win this game. And again, another player I like if Philly wins this game, I think De'Anthony Melton is another big reason. He's coming off the bench. He's hitting 25, sometimes 30 fantasy points a game. Very reasonably priced at 4,800 today. And again, Embiid, Maxey, and Melton are really my core Philadelphia players, the guys that I really think are going to be critical to them winning this game today. I don't like Harden. How can you not like James Harden, certainly with his history? But at 10,200, I think he's overpriced, and that price makes it really hard to get him, Embiid, and Jason Tatum into the lineup. And if you, I think even as much as I want to try to create a Philly-focused lineup, I can leave Harden out of it. I can't leave Maxey or Embiid out of that same lineup. So as I mentioned a minute ago, win or lose, I will have Jason Tatum in my lineup. After his ice cold and red hot game six, I look for him to be the leading scorer for Boston today, win or lose. He's really expensive, but I think he's a must, just like I think Joel Embiid is a must. I just don't know how you can put together a showdown lineup without those two guys in it. It's just a matter of really who you like a captain. And obviously, in my Philly lineup, I'm going to have Embiid a captain. So as I mentioned, De'Anthony Melton, his price at 4,800 fits. And then my fifth guy to make the soup work is Georges Niang. I don't love him, like I said before, but he's 2,200. He's playing 15 to 20 minutes every playoff game. He's shooting threes. He's going to have to hit those threes today for you to get to 15 fantasy points. But even at 15 fantasy points, his low salary at 2,200 allows you to get Embiid, Maxey, and Tatum into your lineup. And that's going to more than make up for whatever you're losing in terms of points with Niang. There's some other guys out there too, like PJ Tucker, but I just think I think PJ Tucker is 1,000 more than Niang, and I think they basically both have the same ceiling this game. So I'm going to go with Niang as my fifth guy. And that lineup leaves us just enough cash left over for Robert Williams. He's also been terribly inconsistent throughout these playoffs, but then again, who hasn't? He's coming off a 26-point fantasy game in game six. I think he's a pretty quality last guy in for your Philly stack lineup. So again, that Philly stack lineup, Embiid a captain, Maxey, Melton, and Niang for Philly, and then Tatum and Robert Williams for the Celtics is who I'll be going with. So flipping over on the Celtics side, again, if the way you're thinking today has Celtics winning this game, which is what Las Vegas is thinking and probably what I'm thinking as well, the lineup that I look for is Tatum at captain. He's certainly going to cost you 16.5, which is not going to be a cheap way to start. But I really think, again, if you see the Celtics winning this game, I don't know how they do that without Tatum lighting it up. Embiid is another one I'm going to have in my lineups, even on the Celtics stack, just, again, because he's a 50 or 60-point minimum fantasy point score today. Starting off your lineup with him and Tatum is a great place to start. And honestly, it's, you know, what we're trying to do is accumulate points here. And those two are very, very likely to be in the optimum lineups as the highest scoring players today. So after I've got Tatum at 16-5, Embiid at 11-4, go back to Georges Niang. Again, I don't love him, but for all the things I just mentioned before, I do love that $2,200 price tag. So that gets us down to who else do we stack on the Celtics side? You know, and Celtics, to their credit, very deep team. A lot of guys could shine. A lot of guys have shined throughout these playoffs and then have gone away, which is the reason we're going to Game 7 today. So after Tatum, Embiid, and Niang, I'm going with Al Horford, $7,000 price tag. Again, the kind of guy who really steps up in Celtics wins. From that point, I'm going to Brogdon at 6,600. I really run into a lot of dilemmas with Brogdon and Smart and Derek White just because it's almost impossible to predict who of those three is going to have the big game. And honestly, Derek White has kind of disappeared this series, as I mentioned before. Brogdon has really stepped up a couple games. And again, if you see a Celtics winning Game 7, Brogdon seems like a good way to get to that goal. And then finally, my final Celtics player would be Robert Williams again, for the same reasons I mentioned before. $6,000 price tag, fits perfectly into the rest of the lineup. 26 points in his last game, and a decent amount of upside there as well. So my Philly stack lineup: Embiid, Maxi, Tatum, Melton, Niang, and Robert Williams. My Celtics stacked lineup has Tatum, Embiid, Niang, Horford, Brogdon, and Robert Williams. And both of those lineups get you just under the $300 under the salary cap for DK. So flipping over to Thrive Fantasy. Thrive Fantasy, as you may probably know by now, is our favorite NBA prop site here at Sports Ethos. First-time players use the keyword ETHOS, E-T-H-O-S, and Thrive Fantasy will match your first deposit up to $250. We play Thrive every day over here at Sports Ethos. It's a great site for contests. They have kind of a almost like a DFS lineup contests where you choose five players to, and your players rank versus other players who just like lineups do in DFS. But they also have one-off props just like the other sites do as well. So you can pick two or three of your favorite props to make your own parlays. Tonight's Thrive Fantasy picks are coming up. So my favorite three picks for Thrive Fantasy today are Jason Tatum over 29.5 points, and that's worth 95 Thrive Fantasy points. Tatum's averaged just over 30 points during the regular season, so just a little over this prop. This is Game 7. Again, even win or lose, I can't see Tatum going for less than 30 points today. Even a Celtics loss, I'd like him to hit that total. So Jason Tatum over 29.5 points, which is worth 95 Thrive Fantasy points. My second player, again, I'm a fanboy today of Tyrese Maxey. His prop for this Thrive contest is 22.5 points and assists. That's worth 90 Thrive Fantasy points. Maxey's averaged about 23.8 for this prop of 22.5, so a little bit over this prop for the regular season. And that regular season, as I mentioned, wasn't playoff Maxey. He's just been one of the key players this series. I love him to hit this prop. I think he's going to have a really big game for Philly today. Finally, the aforementioned kind of fly in the room you can't get rid of, PJ Tucker. His prop in the contest is over 1.5 blocks or steals. I like that for 95 Thrive Fantasy points. Tucker only averaged about 0.8 for this prop during the regular season, but this regular season was very, very erratic. He played and then didn't play. Again, he's just the kind of guy who's going to do something in a Game 7 that's going to be really surprising. Whether that be he gets tossed out of the game or comes up with two steals, it remains to be seen. But if he comes up with those two steals, you hit your prop for today. And all he needs is 1.5 blocks or steals to hit that 95 points for you. So that will wrap up this podcast. I want to thank everybody for listening today and for listening throughout the season. Please subscribe and like the podcast. And I wish you all luck today. Win or lose, Phillies or Celtics, go NBA.